Hello. I'm in the friend's house. So if I'm acting weirdly, it's because she is staring at me.
Does she speak English?
Yes, she's smiling.
Is she able to hear the podcast on our end too, or?
No, she's just hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I think you should kick her out, because this is a remarkably clear line that you have here. Somehow kick her out.
Yeah, yes. She has
house.
Really good internet.
That's one thing I love about all the other countries now is that everybody fucking speaks English and likes it. Go team.
Yeah.
Except America.
Well, has Pete died due to flooding?
I haven't seen any messages or anything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get on to Vassal now.
I meant to send you a message before you left, TJ. Did you remember to take dice, or are you using Logan's cursed ones?
No, I've got dice.
Yes, he did. He brought his own. He's like, yeah, I got my dice.
Yeah, I went and bought them last night.
Ah, did you?
From the same shop that you gamed in with Logan?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes, what I really should have done was start taking up a collection to help pay to get him out of the country.
Far more profitable than anything else.
Nice. Alright, let's see, last we left, you had left, or were contemplating leaving Travis's character with, the widow, who her son Talman had died, and I'm happy with just having Travis loaded on the fucking ship instead and stuck in his room and refused to come out.
Nope. Yes, put his in his room.
that way, you don't have to worry about forgetting him.
it's fate.
It is. It is totally fate. Now he is in your shoes. And yeah. Pete the pilot...
All you have to do is change ships and leave him behind.
Pete the pilot will be in his room. Get rid of them electronics, boy. DJ's shaking his head like it's going to rattle.
I will tell you that song and everything else.
Yes, you will. And... Oh, by the way, as a special bonus for everybody, I've been talking to TJ and recording it for like the last 3 hours or some shit. And he's been telling a lot of stories, so I'll be in the gaming podcast thing too as special interview.
Speaking of increased time,
mm-hmm.
If we're going for longer than usual, do we get more pause than usual to start?
No, I totally screw you out of those.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd ask anyway.
Okay, so that's pretty standard there. Okay, well, keep an eye out for Pete then, and hope he comes back from wherever he's gone.
Fucking hurricane.
Yeah, well, I mean, before it was fire, now it's floods. I'm thinking God's getting biblical on his ass. And I don't know where the fucking module is that's ringing through, so I'm going to look for that. Because I got literally a fucking stack of paper because I've had a long fucking time to prepare.
Well, you didn't pack this into TJ's car, did you?
Alarming. If I did, then there will be a brief break as we panic.
Dude.
What?
I gave that to you.
Hmm?
Your mouse pad.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, I'm still using that.
It's ancient.
It really is. It's still got fucking Czechoslovakia on it and East and West Germany.
Czechoslovakia.
Yep. It's a very old atlas.
Ah, okay.
Very old atlas. Before the Velvet Divorce. Yes, I've been reading up on fucking
Wow. Good.
Uh-huh. See? Logan fucking got something going. And I found the module. Hot damn.
I heard an interesting phrase which is supposedly meant to be a Czech phrase. I just wanted to ask it's something along the lines of the new owner received the property like a blind man receives a fiddle.
It sounds familiar, but it's just I must do like translate it in my head.
Yes.
By the way,
yeah, it is. Yeah. It's Czech. It's přišel si k tomu jak slepej k houslím. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, but it's word for word.
Wow. I've learned something.
Nice. By the way, Jana, I showed TJ your picture off of Facebook because we're in agreement that you're one of the very few gamer chicks that does not look like me in long hair. So, good job.
Okay.
Yes, you are much thinner than the normal gamer women. So, well done.
Pretty chick. Pretty chick.
Good deal. All right.
Thank you.
Excellent. So, yes, you can be a model if all else fails, I guess. Anyway. All right. So, where did we leave off at exactly? You guys were haunting around. In order just to get TJ into the action a lot fucking quicker and smoother, I'm just gonna say that you guys knew him from before, and I can leave that fuzzy if his character ever comes back and stuff. You know, if he is one of the people in this country who's wanting to game with me when I'm doing really retarded hours because I'm in fucking, Prague or something like that gaming, then, and fucking Yana will be awake and alert at that time.
Yeah.
We'll just be.
I meant to say that's normal hours, yeah. Not retarded hours.
She'll be sitting across the table from me going, Logan smells funny. You know, and she'll like that. So, and he's fatter than I thought. He always said he was fat, but I didn't know he was that fat. Yeah.
And you'll get to see how much Yana plays with a knife whenever she games.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
But she's just thinking about kidnapping me because I am in Czech Republic. So anyway, you guys know TJ, and he turned up, and there was like the familiar back slapping and how's it going and stuff. I think he's probably a summer fair resident who was out and about doing God knows what for last few years, and he's all grown up now, and I have no idea if he actually made his character correctly, because you know him in fucking math. So, there you go. But, I'll let them brief you on what's going on, and then we can start.
Right. We're on a ship. Who's the captain?
Travis, who's not here today.
I am.
Are you going to take him? Well, I suppose you are his daughter. So
okay, hold on. Travis, Captain.
Oh, he's playing Dane.
Dane Hawthorne.
No, Logan doesn't know the names either. So.
Dane Hawthorne.
Travis. The second in command. Sanskrit, what's your...
My character is called Madeline.
Madeline?
Madeline, yeah. And I'm Dane's daughter.
Right. Okay, so Captain Travis is gone. Madeline's now in charge. What's left on the vehicle?
No, they're actually on planet side when you meet up with them, but...
Planet? Oh my god, how'd that happen? I look for a roof to get above my head quickly. Fear of large places.
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia. Here we go. Agoraphobia.
I have fear of agro.
Phobia. All right. So then Travis is gone. So far, I'm aware of one female operative on this ship venture. I heard two other male voices. Am I just crazy?
Yeah, it happens all the time on this ship. You hear voices. It's normal.
Shit.
Yes, this is actually true, yes.
Jameis, what is your guy?
My name is Caleb Moses.
Caleb.
He is not part of the other extended family.
Caleb.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, he is, I'm sure. Shit.
The adopted son of Dane.
What do you do in this corporation venture?
Engineer.
Engineer. You make it go. Excellent. And then,
engineer. The other guy.
The other guy. What's your name, other guy?
Might be that other guy. I'm J.J. Adams.
J.J. Adams?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. J.J. Okay. What do you do, J.J.?
Whatever they paid me for.
Huh.
I'm...
All right, you're that guy. No, no, I understand that guy. Really, I do. I won't ask you questions. J.J., what works?
I can ask other people questions if you need answers.
Right.
Or tell me the truth eventually.
Alright, excellent.
What's your character's name?
My character's name is Guizdo. He's 5'4", maybe 100 pounds. Dressed in an aviator hat, aviator goggles, a bomber jacket, leather overalls, and a white t-shirt with a pair of boots, a satchel filled with tools, and a backpack. And for anybody with a semi-decent spot, a pistol holster under the arm.
So you're a hooker, got it.
Huh?
You dress in the manner of a male prostitute.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, and a black scarf.
There you go. That seals the deal there, buddy. Could you describe what your character looks like, Jameis?
Short. In fact, he's shorter than sort of average, shorter than even short people are, typically. Scruffy brown hair, goes around with trousers with suspenders, and rather grubby shirt.
Shorter than short people. So, 5 foot?
Oh, you got your normal, yeah, around that sort of 5 foot.
You're maybe tiny. What do you weigh, like 90 pounds, 70 pounds?
Oh, we haven't actually really bothered working that out. So.
Tiny, tiny guy. Maybe he's got a little potbelly on him. Who knows? All right, so you're a hobbit.
Yeah.
So, and I am now a giant at 5'4". Damn. All
right, what's JJ look like?
Blonde straw hair, tall, skinny, beanpole. Dresses like a hick.
When you say that, you gotta remember we are Americans.
So you have suspenders and that's it.
You may be wearing bib overalls.
Chewing on a long piece of straw.
Yeah. Or with a NASCAR hat on and nothing else.
No, no NASCAR. It's NAS spaceships.
There you go.
Yeah.
Madeline?
Brown, long hair, black clothes, something nice, not complicated.
Are you wearing your really wonderful shoes?
It depends on where we are.
Are they like ruby red shoes or something?
You're on a shitty planet right now, so probably not, huh?
No.
Okay. The planet you're on, just like lightly forested area. They got like the main street, and I think you're away from town. Even you're, everybody is near the shuttle. The ship itself, somewhere the fuck else, closer to town. Shuttle parked outside of a logger camp. Only distinguishing feature of logger camp, aside from the usual logger shit. They chop down trees and stuff, lumberjacks. They're okay. There's a big cleared area with a very opulent manor house in it.
Okay. So, you guys have gotten into the import-export business. Why are we in the woods? Does somebody not have trees?
The planet of ships, or a water planet where they build ships.
So we're getting trees.
We're loading lumber now. Somebody was hiring us to kill their son, was it?
We're killing a son?
I don't know, I remember that they weren't paying us enough.
So we're sending trees into the sun to kill it. Huh. Maybe this is why me and him never got into a business venture. Mm-hmm. Right, I'll just take a back seat and let you guys do your thing for a little bit.
I'm afraid I was half asleep last, like, hour of last game. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very sure what is going on.
So, Madeline, you're in charge, right?
Yes. Let's go have the monster.
It's a good default, I suppose. Well, good luck on figuring out this one, guys. Fortunately, if you absolutely fail to remember it, there are several more modules.
Okay, let me ask you this, guys. Do you currently have cargo, or are you just getting trees?
Cargo. Trees are cargo. We're taking lumber. Right. We've specifically got lumber that they can use to build
the
best boats ever.
Right, so they've already got the lumber cut to specs for the yard that's going to be receiving this cargo.
We haven't arranged anything at the other end. There was a guy, we shot him, and then we were offered payment of either some money or some lumber. And we went, we're heading in the direction where they need lumber, so yeah, we'll take some out and see what happens. The captain does all the talking bits.
So you just... You know of a place that kind of needs the lumber, and you're just swinging through here because they happen to have trees.
No, this is very close to...
So this is the normal route.
This is like the next planet over from our...
Okay, so they do normally get their supply from here. Now we're not... do you know if we're infringing on somebody else's already previously set up arrangement here?
Didn't even think about it.
Because, you know, there are people that have guns that protect these sort of things, you know.
We're not taking a direct route. They'd have to track us all over the place. We've got several stops to make before we drop off lumber.
Okay. Right. So have we talked to the guy we're getting the lumber from yet?
Yeah. That's... presumably the house we're at.
I start looking around.
There's, over there, you see, like, some lumberjacks and stuff. They're doing what it is lumberjacks do. Climbing up trees, chopping off parts, stuff like that.
Dancing women's underwear.
There does seem to be a foreman who's, like, kind of keeping an eye on you. Big Irish-looking dude. He's got the typical red hair, big burly arms, plaid shirt. Pretty much typical Irish lumberjack.
So do you know what your contact looks like?
For what?
The cargo you're picking up.
It's right next to the ship.
You don't see a ship around. He's looking around like, where's the ship? You see no ship. Yeah,
if the ship is being loaded, why are we here?
Because there's a possible second job that we were just about to take. The woman who runs the lumber place wants us to kill her son. I'm saying she isn't paying us enough to do the job. So I'm against it.
That killing?
We haven't talked to the... she's accusing the son of sabotaging her lumber yard.
Isn't that an authority thing?
What?
But it was somehow weird. I don't remember why, but I felt like it wasn't very truthful what she said.
I look around. What planet am I on?
You have no idea. You dropped a bunch of fucking drugs, woke up, found these guys, and here you are.
Damn it. What planet are we on?
I don't know, that would be the pilot's job to know. I just get off where I'm told and shoot at people.
It's the planet of the man with the toilet thing.
I ran into him too. He won't be messing with the cats.
Oh, this is a very...
If anyone said Branson's mark doesn't actually, you know, don't leave them because that's definitely true.
So we're here to potentially make someone not live anymore.
She wants the sun out of the way.
Of the way.
Wink, wink.
So if we take him to a place he'd rather be than this backwoods place, that would be a way, right?
He wants to be here, I think.
He wants to be here. I think the rest of the workers actually prefer him over here, to be honest.
Have you asked the workers this already?
She was a Black Widow type person marrying the old guy, changing the will, killing him off.
Yeah, and now she wants to kill her son too, so it's like she's just evil.
And you've talked this over with the lumberjacks.
Not really. We're going to, well, very sort of obliquely. We want to talk to the son and get his side of the story.
So who said she's the Black Widow type?
She married some old guy and the old guy died, and yeah.
So the old guy died, and the leap is she killed him. I think
I can't remember. Was it suspicious circumstances or something?
She's younger than him. We all just jumped to the conclusion. She's got a slinky dress on or something.
If she's got a slinky dress, she's guilty. I love it when PCs brief other PCs. This is awesome.
Well, you're getting the worst PCs to brief them as possible.
Exactly.
Will start the rumor that says that he died on the wedding night with a big smile on his face. That makes it better.
How is it any fun for me if the PCs are good at briefing and can give the good succinct briefing to it as opposed to the others?
Well, it's the characters rather than the players.
Right.
Yeah.
The characters that are the problem, yes.
The story that I'm sticking through.
So there you go, there's your briefing.
Right. So before talking to the guy, why don't you talk to some of the, you know, workers, maybe that big burly lumberjack over there, who looks like he's in charge, the one eyeballing us. Somebody already did?
I can't remember how much we talked to the people. I wasn't paying attention.
We're not talking.
We're not talking to people.
No, we're not the talking people. I don't know, actually, Madeline's talking people.
Yeah, I am, kind of. The monster.
You think she's a monster in disguise?
Since I'm currently staying on your ship.
Welcome back, DJ. Welcome back.
yeah, right? So, Madeline, since I'm staying on your ship and you're kind of the captain right now, can I have permission to talk to that gentleman up on the hill over there and ask him what he knows of the goings-on? Because I've actually been thinking about buying me a lumber company for a while now, and, you know, I want to get a feeling for the people I might be buying this from.
Okay, we will go with you.
Excellent.
Let's go.
I make sure JJ is not directly behind me. He scares me.
He scares a lot of people. You guys approach the big burly guy who kind of sticks out because, you know, he's not all covered in shit. He must be their king. And he goes, back again.
Hi.
Oh, you were the one with Tourette's. Yeah,
Oh,
that's right, cock.
I stop and just look horrified. Like,
He seems to be ignoring JJ and Caleb as much as lumberjackingly possible.
I turn back to the group and whisper into the captain's ear. How long ago was it that you talked to these guys?
Like 2 minutes or something like that.
The look on the guy's face is whispering into your ear. Well, actually, he's whispering into your armpit. I think you're probably taller. Well, no, you're. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. His chest.
Yeah, he's whispering into your chest. So he's doing the best he can. He is short. Small.
Ah. Right. And you gained no definite information from him.
Yeah, just that good.
I think the captain or the pilot might have got something out of it, but,
yeah,
you know.
In the background, you see the big lumberjack kind of leaning in like he's trying to hear the conversation a little bit.
I walk back over to him.
He straightens up.
Good to meet you. Stick my hand out.
Yeah, his hand envelops as he carefully shakes.
I like. Yeah, get ready for the crust.
Now he's being careful.
Okay.
This guy probably pulled down one of these trees, as your guess.
Good to meet you. My name is Guizdo. These guys were telling me about you got a little operation down here, and
yes, we do.
I'm looking around, and it looks like you got some really good hard workers around here. Mm-hmm. It's good to see they got a foreman definitely taking care of the site and making sure nobody's getting hurt. The guy's getting hacked up in the back.
Name's Flanagan.
Flanagan.
He then glances at JJ and Caleb and goes, "Cock," and back to you.
I wait.
Right, so how long you been the foreman here?
8.5 years.
They taking good care of you?
Empathy good roll.
Care of you?
Yeah, empathy roll. And then he says, "Of course." Everybody wants to do empathy rolls, by the way. Enjoy.
Yes.
You get any pairs, DJ?
Pair of fives.
Pair of ones. Okay, ignore the pair of ones. Any extra pairs or other than one pair or three of a kind?
So the highest pair, got it.
Pair of fives, no problem. A bit of hesitation, like, no, I'm not being taken care of.
Nobody's ever taken care of as much as they want to be.
No.
Yeah, see, you know, I like guys like you. They're willing to work hard. You know, even if they're not getting taken care of as well as they are, they still stick up for the company. Guys like you are the guys companies need to have stick around and get paid well. So, what can you tell me about the owners, you know? I'm not going to walk into a pool full of sharks if I try to offer them something, am I?
Pause. No. That'd be Miss Sarah Howard. She's the new owner.
Ah, how recently?
Oh, a couple of months now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Miss Sarah Howard, then, she, you know, her and the old man, they own this place for a real long time?
Well, they were only married 2 months, but,
Say what?
Yes.
What, did he leave? He didn't have a lumber accident, did he?
No.
I started looking around the job site, like, a little concerned, like, ooh,
no,
maybe.
No, not that. Apparently the strain was just too much for him.
The strain, like a virus?
No, not exactly like a virus. And then he glances at JJ and Caleb and says, "Cox."
So, what do you mean the...
A young wife, requires a lot of,
Hold on a second. Hey, guys, can you move back a little ways? Give this, man and me a second to, you know, chat. You know, just guy to guy.
Actually, he always was Irish.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Caleb's trying to figure out if he turned Irish, and yes, apparently he did.
I walk back toward him, reach up, put my arm up on his shoulder, and, like, gently lead him slightly away from the group.
Oh. He glances back. Is anybody following him, or is it just those two going off a little bit? They're very slowly getting away.
No interested in it.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah. So we get a little bit of space, and I go, you know, it's very important to me that if I got a guy who's looking out for my team and keeping everybody safe, I need him to be as honest and open as he can be.
Our company, we have a very open door policy. You got any concerns, anything. If your missus has a kid, we got a full package, you go. Most places, they won't let you leave. They'll just give the time to the woman. We see, yeah, you're a family man, you're working hard for your family, you should spend time with your family when you got family things going on. So I need you to be open with me here. You know, you got the chance to be in a better spot for your life. What's going on?
Hold on just a minute. He then walks over to Maddie. He leans down to whisper in your ear and he goes, excuse me, is he with you?
In what way?
Is he part of your team?
No.
Ah, alright. And then he comes back to you. And he goes, I'm sorry, sir, I can't help you.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just have to talk to them. They were just picking up some stuff. I say good day to you, sir.
Alright. I'll have to work it out on my own then, I suppose. Fast talk this guy.
He's apparently shut down when he found out that you weren't on the same team.
Sorry.
You're not sure why. Very odd. You notice it is getting on toward, like, early evening. A lot of lumberjacks are buggering off, and the big guy goes with them.
Not sure why. Back.
That just didn't work.
So, what do you ask you guys? Guys?
You know Caleb playing with a deck of cards going, no?
Who? No.
They all just look at you.
You know, people are making these things very difficult.
We'll look at them confused. Yeah.
We'll do it your way, guys. I tried my way. Apparently your way works better.
The other three, please give me memory rolls. I'm looking for a pair. Any pair at all. Memory.
Memory is under what?
Cunning.
Cunning. Cunning.
Everybody has 2D, I think.
Yes, you've got 2D by default.
Nobody remembers the thing.
No problem. They all just stare off into the fucking distance. I tried.
Well, we could try and find this guy that we're meant to kill and see if he gives makes us a better offer.
Yeah.
Weren't we supposed to meet him somewhere or something like that?
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay. Let's go meet the guy. See how he's like. Talk to him.
I have no idea where this guy is.
Neither. Me neither.
Perhaps we should have asked those people who are walking away over there.
Here they are, walking away.
It's a good idea. I don't know. Let's talk about it for a few minutes.
I gotta sit on a rock. Put my head in my hand.
There's a tree stump. There's all kinds of lumber.
Okay, let's go. Go, go.
Do you remember in at least some sort of vague terms where you were supposed to meet the guy?
Did we actually have a setup? Because I don't even remember us having that.
Travis put something on the thread about it, and I could look, but that'd be cheating.
Okay.
I found my memory roll, so yeah, I'm not even going to bother.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, he knows that there's supposed to be a meeting, but he's not sure where.
Do we all want to pick a direction and walk out and just call him? Hey, guy, we're meant to be meeting. Guy!
Did he have a name?
As far as I know. Something which I haven't been doing is that JJ doesn't use names, but I've been fucking up badly.
They all sit there looking at each other, trying to remember the name.
We can go to the madre and ask what is his name.
I don't see how that'll help.
Or we can just go do my mission. You know, the one which we should do quickly.
Well, we got several stops on the way to get to planet that I don't remember the name of.
Anvil.
Ah,
You gotta go meet the Parker Brothers or whatever their name was.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly get some board games, I'm not sure.
As long as they're
so...
I'd pick rocks out of my
boot. At least we know that Pete and Travis will never listen to this.
I now know who the brains of the operations were.
Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I begin picking pebbles out of the treads of my boot.
Okay. They're all just standing there and thinking really hard.
I'm looking at the trees to see what kind of animals there are around here, actually.
I'm looking to see the toilet man.
You don't see the toilet man around. Yet.
Huh. If he's meant to be coming in here to sabotage things, could we somehow track him back to wherever he's meant to be hidden?
But I don't think he's really sabotaging anything.
Well, then I'm out of ideas.
Mm. Might have been. Well, we thought that the lumberjackers were doing it because they didn't like it.
Yeah.
And they're blaming it on the sun, who they like. He wasn't around.
So he was they might know where he is if they like it.
Mm. Well, they've all gone away now. They're all over there. We're not.
You can actually still see some of the lumberjacks. They're like starting to make food on the fire and stuff, you know.
Do you want me to shoot one of them in the leg so he can't get away?
No! Let's go ask him. Come on.
You guys want to follow her over?
Follow her over. Grumbling all the while. Don't get to shoot anybody in the leg. I mean, what kind of outfit is this?
Tomorrow. I promise.
It's always tomorrow with you, isn't it? Oh, shoot a leg tomorrow.
Yeah, but if you shoot them in the leg, you'll have to doctor them as well.
You guys managed to get over there. They look up like, oh my gosh. And one of the miscellaneous lumberjacks says, can I help you folks?
Yes.
He looks at you expectantly, eyebrows raised.
This is the part where you tell or talk or ask questions.
Oh, okay.
You lumberjacks look at each other.
Are you well?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. What's the name of the person we are looking for?
Actually, let me check Lumberjack's things here. They're not sure which person you're looking for off the top of their heads, and they go, is it Flanagan?
Who?
Flanagan. He's our foreman.
No.
Not the guy.
Is it Miss Howard?
No, what about her son?
Ben Howard?
Yes, that is he.
All of the guys, look at the ground and go, we don't know.
Oh, come on.
No, we really don't know, they continue saying.
I will bet him out of you.
What? You're what?
Where was the last time he was seen?
Oh, we don't know, sir. He's like a ghost. Empathy rolls from anybody who wants to do it.
2 tens.
Oh, yeah.
3 8s.
Oh. Well, with 2 10s, you're thinking that they know, but they won't tell you, and you're thinking with 3 8s that pretty much if the JJ guy starts shooting him in the leg, they might tell you. Other than that, you ain't getting it out.
JJ?
No.
What?
Obviously, this man is fiercely loyal to this individual you're asking for his location.
All the lumberjacks look like that, though. They're all very loyal.
And I get that loyalty. It's nice and all, but
What's the reasoning we're looking for this guy? Aren't we trying to help him?
Yes.
I'm
trying to talk to him. I
didn't.
See what happens from there.
We're trying to help him, right?
Yes, we are trying to help him.
Oh, okay.
I look at the guy.
And we're trying to give him a hand, help him out.
They kind of look a little dubious on this, like, I'm not really sure if I'm believing that. And one of the other guys says, well, if that's true, then you should just go to the meeting place before it gets too dark. Because, you know, I'm not sure what other groups are around, but I know that
if
one of the groups...
If my friends were to go to the meeting place...
They not.
Which direction would they head in order to get to the meeting place?
The guy folds his arms and scowls, like, I ain't telling you shit.
See, apparently, my friends have a bad memory problem.
They don't believe that for an instant.
The guy with the map left.
They totally don't believe that for an instant.
Is there a map of this lumber site?
No.
Hey, Ben... Ben is a nice guy, and there are some people who don't like him very much, and we are trying to go to warn him. So, please, tell us where is the place we can meet him.
Give me a bullshitting roll, please. That just might work.
Convince?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Fast talk.
We totally don't believe you, they tell you.
But it's true.
Nope, man, we're not buying it.
But I'm pretty.
Well, that's true, but we're still not believing you.
I got an idea. What if one of you assists us in getting there? And if we lied, you can take my gun and shoot one of these people.
They think it over,
I point at the rest of the group. You can take my gun and shoot any one of these other people.
Yeah, you guys look like you're pretty tough, and so, well, okay, one of you looks like they're pretty tough, and so, that'd be JJ. And so, they're really not wanting to play that, game just because it may lead to all of their deaths.
What if we leave these two here and just me and the girl go?
How do we know they'll really stay here?
You're lumberjacks. Chain one of them to a tree.
We got plenty of chain. Can we chain up this guy? They point JJ, the dangerous looking guy that they've been scared of.
Sure!
They look at JJ.
I look at the captain.
It looks
anybody
like
anybody does the chaining up, that's me.
Madeline, we have an opportunity, and it would appear you need to exercise your authority.
JJ, it's sad, but you will have to stand by this tree for a moment and not move, please.
Well, yeah, but if he just says he'll stand there, how do we know?
Well, my father is paying him money, so now I am in charge. And
the guys are looking like, due to what's being said, that they...
I got an idea. What if he sits down on that stump? Are you okay with sitting on a stump, JJ?
Yes, I've done that before.
All right. Now, I will give you my personal firearm so you can point it at him.
I don't know. I'm not very good with a gun, but...
There's a lot of you here. And you're in the woods. Somebody's got to be good with a gun. You're in the woods, for God's sakes.
Well,
it doesn't mean there's animals in these woods.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
They look at you.
We leave you two men and one... will be pointing a gun at the other, and this way you will have everything you need.
Wait a minute, you want us to point a gun at one of our own guys while you guys go off?
No.
I'll stay.
I'll pull out my gun and point it at Caleb.
I'll stay, and I'll point my gun at him, and if he moves, I'll shoot him.
And the empathy I roll? That's curious. I point my gun at him.
They don't like all this talk of guns. It sounds like everybody's going to get shot, and they're the ones still not holding the guns.
Mexican standoff.
Okay, what if he was to give, he points to JJ, me his gun, and then I'll keep his gun and make sure he doesn't move, and then we'll get the really short guy and the girl and take them over.
Why this way?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
That way it relieves the stress of the people here from this obvious potential killer.
The guy holds out his hand. Do you wish to give him your gun or give him the look?
I give him one of my guns.
Is the other one still out and visible?
It's on my hip.
Yeah, he holds out another hand for that one, because, you know, he doesn't want you
to... Part of the deal?
Well, then you can have this gun back, mister.
Well, thank you.
And they look like they're concentrating on ignoring you and cooking food.
So you guys really don't want to meet this guy, is what I'm starting to see here. Cricket.
I do, but...
So, whose ship is it?
My father's.
Everyone's.
You're all in on the ship. Well, there goes that idea. So, basically, unless our friend here, Mr. JJ, decides to not be a paranoid psychotic... We are going to basically go back to the ship and leave with lumber, right? Is that what I'm seeing at this point?
Or we find another way to find Ben.
Yes, that other way. Where is the place we're going? I look at the three of them.
They all look resolutely at the food that they're cooking. It's beans.
No, not them. I'm looking at these three.
Well, Ben's mother must give us some place to go, because if she wants us to do, to talk to
him. I knew it! You're here to kill him!
I'm talking quietly.
Yeah, well, they're sitting right there trying to hear every word.
She ain't paying us enough to kill him.
That's right. Ben's a good man. Not that I know, I haven't seen him in a while, he says, looking around. He does shifty dog eyes.
Is it possible... If I give you my firearm...
No, we want his guns, because otherwise they'll just appear in his hands and he'll gun us all down, he says, not knowing just how correct he is.
Nobody paying me to gun you down or kill you.
God, he's a hired assassin, no way. Unless he has no guns and we have his guns, no deal.
Well, it's a good thing we haven't established the fact that our friend here is a goon with guns who likes to kill people, because that would make people nervous.
They all look really fucking nervous.
I just, like, shake my head.
What
if he gives his guns to me?
No.
No.
See, even she said no.
What?
Okay. JJ, please.
A couple of more lumberjack guys come up and are just hanging out watching the show.
Give them your guns. Just for a moment.
I sit down in between two of the lumberjacks on a log and go, are these beans any good?
They look at you nervously, apparently.
This better not be worth it.
Part of being crowded.
Okay.
Oh.
I give my guns over.
All right.
Getting an extra cart or something.
They give you a comfy seat by the fire, and they'll even give you some beans and stuff, but they are going to keep the guns out of... reach. And,
Tomorrow you can shoot somebody, I promise.
The lumberjacks look really fucking alarmed at this. So does the new guy.
I'm trying to make it the toilet brush guy.
Oh.
They look relieved about that. None of them have toilet brushes or toilets. So, one guy, after a lot of arguing and stuff, one guy says that he will take you to the meeting place. Like the ones that don't have gunfighter stamped on them or hired mercenary or assassin. Who wants to go with the guy who's going to show you the meeting spot?
I guess I will be going.
Anybody else?
Oh.
Okay, just you then.
No. Can't let the captain wander off into the woods alone.
She likes to beam down for away missions. It's her thing. All right, no problem. The guy, he leads you off into the woods.
You're going to die. Mm-hmm.
In the dark woods, he's got a torch. And then he leads you over the small hill that's close by and into a clearing. Total walk time, 7.5 minutes. Maybe less.
It's that the old... Very bottom. I pull out my mag light.
Oh, yeah.
And pay attention to the tracks. So I don't get lost if I need to go back.
If you can make it to the other side of the hill you walked over, you're back. It's just that close. It's like walking to the end of the block.
I just... Oh, my God.
He goes way here. And then he goes back over the hill. You can see him going over the hill. Anyway, right. Some other guy lights a torch nearby, and he's probably in his mid-20s. Kind of got the ruggedly handsome, you know, youthful guy, well-dressed, clean, and he goes, "Hi, my name's Ben Howard," and he prepares to jump behind a fucking tree if you guys start shooting him.
I don't shoot.
Oh, all right.
Hi.
You wanted to talk to me? He sauntered forward cautiously. He's keeping an eye on where his cover opportunities are, though, just in case anybody goes crazy. I was watching you over at the other camp.
I just shake my head.
He waits patiently for you to say something to him.
I look at Greta.
You look at the guy you've never hung out with before today, other than a few years ago, who has no idea what's going on.
So it's like that, is it? Look, I'm kind of a third party on this thing here, bud.
Okay.
Picture me as just the middleman. I just showed up on the scene. I don't really know what all's going on. Uh-huh. It would appear that this group of people who I am with, I happen to be on their ship, traveling with them.
Uh-huh.
It would appear that they are trying to find out what is going on between you and this Miss Howard. Unfortunately, and with my condolences, I must add, I reach my hand out.
He cautiously shakes your hand while keeping an eye out to make sure that, you know, he's using his right hand.
I am sorry to hear about your father.
Yeah.
Terrible tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
Did you know him well?
Yeah, I've known him all of my life.
Don't share the same blessings as yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew him well. He was getting old and maybe just a bit lonely, and, well, I think the problem was that I was going to receive half of the business in my father's will, and she the other half. They'd fallen in love, but...
Empathy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two sixes.
He believes what he's saying.
Okay, continue.
And, well, Sarah Howard told my father, Ben Sr., that I'd come on to her, which was totally not true, and so in a rage.
That's an important one.
Sanskrit, if you're wanting to roll anything...
Three nines.
I had 2 tens.
You guys believe that he believes what he is saying. In a rage, my father rewrote the will. I was left with nothing. So, I've been talking to the other lumberjacks about what to do. There's been some talk about, you know, and we've been doing a little bit of sabotaging of the equipment and stuff to try to drive her off, but they're being careful. They don't want to get fired, and I don't want them to lose their jobs, but she's going to run this company into the ground, and it shouldn't be hers. She hasn't lied like that. And, I mean, they're only married for 2 months, and I don't like to speak ill of my father, but I think she had sex with him, and I think that's what killed him. It took the Undertaker a day to wipe the smile off his face.
Mm-hmm. So what is your plan? What do you want to do?
Well, unfortunately, she owns it illegally.
She's only into it for the money, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever heard about employee ownership?
No.
Essentially, that's where a group of people get together, and they pool their funds, and they put it into the company to purchase out someone who doesn't necessarily want to have to deal with the daily grind of the job.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be great, mister, but these guys aren't paid a lot of money, and they got people to support on their own.
How good's the company doing?
Not all that well, not since my father turned his
interest. Do you think you could turn it around?
Oh, sure.
I met your foreman, he seems like a great guy.
Flanagan is the best.
So if there was ever a group of guys that could turn it around...
He puts one foot up on a small rock and begins thinking about it. Do you have any kind of inspirational speaking thing to help motivate him?
Let's see. Just the basic influence.
Try the four dice then to see if you can do a good motivational speech to get him on the right track and etc.
I could always go with fast talk.
No, you're already convinced.
No pair. However, this is pretty important, and I can say it's important.
And so it
as
begins.
A guest star, I blow pause.
Well, now, okay, so one pause. Now, is this an in focus or out of focus?
In focus.
So you get to reroll two of your dice, so keep the R2. I'd keep the two higher numbers, probably.
Two tens.
Oh, that's a good idea. So, well, I can't go and talk to her, but let me talk to Flanagan. And, well, we're not very good at brokering any kind of deal like this. Do you know anybody who would be interested in it?
So you need somebody who knows a little bit about law and bureaucracy.
And can give us a good price.
And bargaining. I might know a guy.
Great.
Cut to Dane on the ship, locked in his room.
He shakes your hand and says,
well, I think you boys will pull through all right. Because it really sounds like she's just after the money. And I'm pretty sure with a woman like this, in order to cut her out at a low, low price, we could point out the problems of the company. It's going downhill. Do you really want to be attached to something like this?
I never thought of it that way.
But with you guys and the spirit you got, you could turn this thing around. Without her shadow overlooking you boys, I think you'll do just fine.
Just have to buy her out then. Yeah. It just might work.
And then we could get you a little extra piece of bargaining tool, I believe. Let me talk to my associates.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll meet you here tomorrow after sundown. He says, Miss? Here.
Yes.
Here. It's just right here after the sun goes down.
I understand. Thank you.
Good. It gets dark at night, so I'll talk to you then. He heads off. He's pretty good. He's got he apparently knows land well enough that he doesn't really need a lot of light at night, so he heads off trying to mask where he's going. He's serious. So, you guys are standing in the dark, aside from your flashlight that you wisely brought with you. You're thinking if he didn't have a flashlight...
I attempt to set up a small camp.
You... What?
Well, there's no reason for us to sit around in the dark. I mean, there's
there's woods here, and, you know.
Well, you realize that it's literally right over on the other side of the...
No, no, I mean, once we get over there.
Oh, they've already got...
Slightly, campers. Move slightly away so I can talk to them so they don't have, you know...
Yeah, million... sure, give me a survival camping type...
I walk back to the shuttle that we have and turn on the lights inside.
Yeah. Oh, as you're walking away, he's like, Mister, you want your guns back?
I thought they gave me... yes.
No? No? I don't know what dialogue you're listening to. No.
He never heard them leave.
No. All right, yeah, eventually you guys are all together. You're sitting inside the shuttle.
Excellent.
The shuttle is, pretty much you could have your ear pressed up against the hull unless you had some sort of good gear you're not going to be able to hear. So unless somebody's looking at you and you're sitting in the pilot or co-pilot seat and they can lip read, you're pretty much safe to talk about shit.
So let me get this straight. This woman actually offered to pay you money to kill the son.
As I said, no.
Okay, run it by me slower with less blah blah, etc. You know.
She wants him dead.
She wanted him removed. Wink, wink, wink is what we got.
I see. But nobody got her to say, kill him.